USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
I'm Mike Lewis. Coming up on the Veterans Voice, the topic is veteran housing. We focus on quality of life as we find out how to use your VA home buying benefits. Also, helping homeless veterans get off the street and addressing the affordable housing issue. It's all next.
And hot!
Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originated from the Optum Podcast Studios, in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, Wirenut Home Services. And now, here's your host, Mike Lewis.
The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in the Optum Podcast Studio. Mike Lewis, it is so great to be back with you on the Veterans Voice. Our first guest today is Carrie Lukens, no stranger to the Veterans Voice. She is one of your 719 Hero Realtors in Colorado Springs. Carrie, it's good to have you on.
Thank you for having me back, Mike. I love coming.
It's our pleasure, and you do so much good for the Pikes Peak region. Thank you. We're going to be talking about Operation Step Up and, you know, homelessness in the Pikes Peak region with veterans, and that's a problem we want to address.
It's a problem. You know, our weather fluctuates so much, and that we know of, there are over 100 homeless veterans on the streets of Colorado Springs every single evening. That's tragic, considering what they did for us.
All right. How are you and 719 Heroes and Operation Step Up helping solve that problem?
Operation Step Up was founded to bring awareness to homelessness in the Pikes Peak region and to help Mount Carmel raise funds specifically for transitional housing for our homeless veterans. Mount Carmel offers so many good services, and they do have an apartment that we're able to place people with need in. Well, they get that hand up instead of that hand out. They get the wraparound services that Mount Carmel offers, and then we move them from that transitional housing into long-term sustainable housing.
Give us a little bit of history since this operation has been going on. We'd love to hear some success stories.
So it's so wonderful. You know, we got a phone call from a lieutenant colonel from Fort Carson, and she had been paying for a hotel for a homeless veteran who had walked up to the gates of Fort Carson and didn't know what to do. Didn't even know that he could get the services that the VA offers. And so she called us, and we were able to connect him with Mount Carmel. Fortunately, the unit was available, and we were able to move him in within 24 hours. And then he met with a caseworker here at Mount Carmel, and he was able to start getting all of his disability and services.
Oh, that is a terrific success story. And that's just one of many.
That's just one of many. Since Operation Step Up and the unit was founded, we help on average about 5 veterans a year. It costs about $15,000 a year for one unit. So Operation Step Up, if you do $22, if 70 of our listeners do $22 a month, then we're able to get yet another unit. And as more people learn about it and help out, then we can then buy buildings and help more of our homeless veterans and hopefully eradicate the problem.
And this is a step in the process of helping veterans get back on their feet, in the sense that, yes, you're giving them some housing now, but the long-term goal is helping them find a job, helping them become self-sufficient, and becoming active member of society, if you will.
Very true. So there was a Navy veteran who moved away from her children and found herself homeless here in the Pikes Peak region. When you go down to like the Springs Rescue Mission or Salvation Army, you actually register and have to get a homeless card. And so many of our veterans, that becomes our identity. They lose themselves because they don't know where to find themselves. And so she found out about Mount Carmel, and she started to get her services. We put her in the unit, and she was able to get employment. She was able to reconnect with her children, who she'd been homeless for 4 years, and they didn't know. And then we were able to, you know, just move her on up, and it's just empowering to them. Once she was able to get a unit, get employment, and then go into long-term sustainable housing, she found her identity again. It wasn't that homeless card.
I love what you were talking about, identity, because I can see people who are struggling if they're homeless, if they're dealing with substance abuse. They somehow take that as their identity, and that's not who they are. It's just a stage of life that they happen to be going through, and getting that turned around is huge.
It is.
We're going to continue in just a couple of moments with you. Thank you. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, talk to Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, they're powered by Spark, veteran-owned Medicare Mentors, longstanding Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel partner. Now, more than that, they go above and beyond, making sure that when you have Medicare questions, when you have needs, they are here to lend you a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, again, powered by Spark, going above and beyond. If you want to reach out to them and find out more and maybe how they can help you, maybe you have a question. MedicareMentorsLLC.com. Again, MedicareMentorsLLC.com. Carrie Lukens is with us. Operation Step Up, part of 719 Heroes Realty. And what was your passion to get this started? I mean, what was going through your mind to launch Operation Step Up?
So my business partner, Preston Smith, and I actually own CellState Alliance Realty, and 719 Heroes is our reward portion of CellState Alliance Realty. We're able to thank our heroes when they use us to buy or sell a home. A hero is anybody in the following industries. That's military, law enforcement, firefighters, healthcare professionals, or educators. So when they use us to buy or sell a home, we actually gift them 25% of the commission that we earn as a thank you for being a hero. Because housing is so important to us, then we became affiliated with Mount Carmel as community ambassadors and then as supporters, and we were able to then help with the housing for homeless here at Mount Carmel.
That's a terrific story. If someone wants to be part of the solution, they can reach out to you and make a donation. Maybe they can do a one-time donation. Maybe it can be monthly. Everybody's situation and how they can help is different.
Everybody's situation is different. There is a support now or donate now button on 719heroes.com. That's 719heroes.com.
Okay. And do you ever need volunteers in non-monetary donations as well?
We do. So we will host a plethora of things and support Mount Carmel. We are trying to educate a lot of people about the housing industry in the Pikes Peak region. We are going to be hosting our canine event later on this year. There's lots of opportunity to help and volunteer because we do so much. And so they can just reach out to us. They can send us an email on 719heroes.com or they can call 1-866-719-HERO.
Give me just a little bit of a taste. You piqued my attention with the canine event. What's that going to be about? Just briefly.
So because we help law enforcement as well, we will host a canine display and show how the canines work. With local, and then it's going to be a leash pet friendly 5K, vendors and food trucks, and all of the money that we raise there goes to help our canine departments.
Excellent. I've got a new puppy. Maybe I'll bring her along for a little bit of a walk.
That'd be wonderful.
That sounds good. All right, Carrie, we will wrap up in just a couple of moments, and we're also going to hold you over to the next segment, and we'll mention what that is about in just a moment. But first, imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support is the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner. They meet our needs, and they can help meet your computing needs. Colorado Computer Support, veteran-owned. They're on your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions. They can enhance and support your Colorado business. So if you need IT services, you want to keep your business moving along, get in touch with the great folks at Colorado Computer Support. They're on your team. Colorado Computer Support. This is how you can find out more about them. Go to coloradosupport.com. Well, Carrie, a big thank you again for all of our veterans. The goal is no homeless veterans in the Pikes Peak region and actually throughout the country. But we have to do what we can do here locally.
We have to start here locally. We can't take care of the world until we take care of our own homes.
Okay. Any final parting thoughts before we hold you over to the next segment?
I'm just really excited to share what we're going to be doing about educating people about home ownership here at Mount Carmel on May 2nd coming up.
Okay, and thank you. And one more time, if folks want to donate and help out with the homeless veterans issue, maybe the monetary donation, what's the best way to do so?
719heroes.com or reach out to Mount Carmel, as there's lots of opportunities here.
Okay, and we will get you back on the Veterans Voice soon so we can talk about more success stories. And, you know, we'd love to find out how people are being turned around and their lives are changed. You are doing such great work.
Thank you.
All right. And your partner, Preston Smith, could not be with us today on today's show, but maybe next time we'll get you both in.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks again, Mike.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So as we mentioned, we're going to hold you over and thank you for making more time to join us on the Veterans Voice. And we are going to be joined by Sterling Campbell with Loan Depot. And you're going to be teaching, both of you are going to be teaching an upcoming class here at Mount Carmel. It's for veterans and how to buy homes in the Pikes Peak region and other things that you need to know.
Market updates, and it's about educating you about the home buying process and the VA loan.
Stand by for that. We'll continue in just a couple of moments. You're listening to the Veterans Voice from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center.
You're listening to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Veterans Voice, presented by USAA from the Optum Podcast Studio, continues. We held Carrie Lukens over from our last segment, and I'd like to welcome in Sterling Campbell joining us from segment two with Loan Depot, because we've got an upcoming VA home buying class at Mount Carmel. Both of you, it's good to have you on the Veterans Voice.
Thanks for having us back, Mike.
And thank you for staying. And
thank
Sterling,
you.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Home buying and veterans. You know, we've all heard the expression special loan rates and the deals that are available for veterans. We want to know, what do veterans need to know?
You know, veterans serve us so selflessly. Being able to use the benefit of a VA loan to purchase a home or multiple homes is such an honor and a privilege that they've earned.
Well, and two, typically the VA loan offers a lot more options than the average loan does. And it really is the best loan product out there if you qualify for it, and especially for our disabled vets. And so what we try to do with our upcoming classes is we try to dispel some of the myths, because there are a lot of myths about the VA home loan. So that's one of the goals that we're trying to do with the classes that we are offering at Mount Carmel.
And Sterling, back to what you just said a moment ago, if I qualify for it, if you are a veteran in good standing, you do qualify for the veteran.
Absolutely. Basically, if you have a honorable discharge, there are some exceptions to that. And even better, if you have a VA disability, that helps to save you money on down the line, too. So most veterans do qualify for the VA home loan, and they qualify it more than once. Another myth we will dispel.
All right. Well, when is this class going to take place?
Well, we actually have four this year, the rest of this year, on May 2nd. That will be sponsored by CellState, my neighbor to the right of me here. July 11th will be Loan Depot. September 12th will be CellState again. And on November 7th. So all of those, you can go to Mount Carmel's website or call Mount Carmel, and they can get you registered for that. There is no cost for the class.
What's wonderful about it is complimentary, and we educate the home buyer on the entire process, whether it's their first time purchasing a home or whether it's their 10th time purchasing the home, because you can purchase multiple homes and use your VA eligibility multiple times.
I've actually used mine probably 8 to 10 times over the years, so that's one of the big misconceptions out there.
So as VA benefits are looked at by our service members, this is one of the better benefits, isn't it?
I think it's one of the best, but I'm biased, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. It really is. It really gives us the ability to do things that the average individual is not able to do.
One of the best things about the VA home loan is oft times it's 0% down. Mm. Doesn't mean it doesn't cost to purchase a home.
Right.
Another myth that we talk about. But being able to come with 0% down instead of having, you know, $10,000 to $20,000 to put down on a home helps out our service members a lot.
And one of the things that I wanted to just, you know, if you've been in the military, you know this, but if you're moving from station to station, you're getting PCS'd during your military career, you're not having an opportunity perhaps to buy a home and then build that equity. So maybe you get to the end of your career, whether it's retirement or you just decide to discharge, you're kind of starting off fresh in that respect, and having that zero down just to give you that leg up to help you get going is really important.
It is, Mike.
And on average, too, VA has a tendency to have a lower interest rate. Mm-hmm. And again, just more options for our veterans.
You do need to pre-register, and we'll give that information about how to do that in just a moment again. Let's talk about the market as far as let's go to the Pikes Peak region, because that's what we are familiar with here. What are things like right now?
On the real estate side, there are a little over 1,000 homes available on the market today. Those are single-family homes, not counting townhomes and condos or patio homes. Now, our inventory is increasing, which is great because we've had a real shortage of homes to be able to purchase. So it's very attractive for buyers because they're not competing as much as they used to in the past. It's a very balanced market.
And we're starting to see more, too. Sellers are more willing to pay closing costs sometimes even improvements on the property, that type of thing. So, again, it's, you know, not quite there yet, but it's more options than we had last year, definitely.
Very much so.
Yeah. Now, from the interest rate standpoint, rates, as we all know, pretty much tripled last year. We're still pretty high, but there's an old adage in our business that we used to use that basically you marry the house and you date the rate, simply because as Carrie alluded to, you know, it's still a fairly tight market out there, and homes will continue to appreciate. So we have people saying, well, we're going to wait till interest rates come down, which they will in the next few months. But the problem is you're not the only one thinking that. And so we actually saw this back in January. Rates dropped temporarily. They're back up now. But we saw a lot of people jump back in. So, gee, what does that do to supply and demand? Mm-hmm. So you buy your house now, you're locking in your future appreciation, and then you can take advantage of interest rates down the line.
Yeah. You can always refi if the rates drop.
You can always refinance mm-hmm. if the rates drop and as the market appreciates.
Great advice. We're going to continue in just a couple of moments. We do come to you from the Optum Podcast Studio. Veterans Voice, proud to be partnered with Optum and Mountain View Medical Group. They are part of Optum. They have 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Optum primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care. They're backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum is dedicated to helping you live a healthier life, and they want to keep care affordable. If you want to find out more, just go to OptumCare.com/Colorado. One more time, OptumCare.com/Colorado. Sterling, you and I were having a conversation about interest rates, and I wanted to just kind of play off that just a little bit. 5, 6, 7 years ago was abnormally low. Am I missing the boat?
Absolutely not. It was artificially low for almost 10 years. And basically what was happening, and it started back in about 2012, 2013, there was a term called quantitative easing by the Fed. And people think that went away. It actually never did. Simply means that the Fed was buying billions of dollars of mortgage-backed securities every month. They're still doing that to a certain degree. The Fed, though, cannot override inflation. And that's really the worst thing for mortgages because they're long-term investments. And so that's what it's called. It's interest rates to go up. But some of the things that the Fed is now doing, hopefully not overdoing, will help to, if they can get inflation under control, which we actually saw a good number today. I think in the next couple months, we are definitely going to see interest rates start creeping back down. But no, you nailed it. Simply because when I started doing mortgages 24 years ago when I was 14, interest rates were 8.5%. Right now, 6.5%, 7% some days, yeah, that sucks. But it is a reality of really where we're at. And most of us can talk to grandparents or even parents, and they remember sometimes 12, 14.
And that was 17%.
With the privilege of paying one or two discount points if you were lucky. So really, yes, it's not great. But bottom line is, you know, you get in, you accomplish what your family needs are, and you are able to get your family settled there.
It's also a good time to buy a CD at your financial institution and make a little bit of interest for a change.
A little bit of interest. You know, you can purchase a home and do anything you want to because it's yours. Or you can rent. So you can purchase a home at 6, 7, 8% interest, or you can pay 100% interest when you are renting.
So, and your landlord likes his tax deduction. Not yours, his.
Just for the benefit of most people, you know, most things you buy in the United States go down in value. You buy a new car, guess what? You drive it off the lot, and it's worth less money than it was, you know, 10 minutes before you drove it off the lot. Houses are different. You know, yeah, there's some fluctuation, but over the long term, when you look at a long-term graph, houses go up in value. And so that's to your point, Carrie.
You know, even during 2008, our Pikes Peak region still appreciated at 3.4%.
Well, and that's another general misconception. Unfortunately, we're hearing some of this on the national business news, is people are thinking, well, I'm going to wait till all the foreclosures hit in and the market crash, because they're looking back to 2008. 2008 was a completely different market. You had a good chunk of the population was upside down on their mortgage. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a choice. Now there is roughly $26 trillion in equity nationwide. Why would somebody go into foreclosure when they can sell their home?
We're going to tell folks one more time how to register for the upcoming class. But first, every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Mike Lewis here for Veterans Voice partner, the Wire Nut Home Services. You can count on the Wire Nut to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. Family owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical, the Wire Nut does all that. You can find out more about the Wire Nut by going to thewirenut.com. That is thewirenut.com. We want to get folks registered for the class. You need to go, what, to the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center webpage?
Or give them a call.
Okay, and that's the number is 719-772-7000, or go to veteranscenter.org. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up about the upcoming class?
May 2nd at 6 p.m., and it is complimentary again. We'd love to be able to educate them.
That's right. Really what it is education. You can never have too much education, and we'd love to have you join us.
And we very much appreciate both of your times. Good to see you. We'll have you on Veterans Voice again soon.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Coming up in just a couple of moments, there's a lot on the agenda at Mount Carmel. Linda Sink is next.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wire Nut Home Services.
Veterans Voice, presented by USAA and the Optum Podcast Studio, continues. Love it when you bring in Linda Sink, Resource Development and Events Manager, because you stay so busy doing wonderful things at Mount Carmel. Good to see you again, Linda.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure to be here. Yes, we're always busy. Things are happening. We're in spring, full swing event mode. And as always, we're looking for volunteers, ambassadors, community partners, all the fun stuff. If you're interested, you're out there and you have some time to spare, give me a call. I'm at 719-772-7000. Ask for Linda. We'll get in touch. Lots of things that are happening this particular weekend. We will be at Harley-Davidson, and we will be at Hyundai, Phil Long Ford. There's multiple things happening, so if you're out there and you need something to do, swing by this weekend. We'll be at Harley-Davidson for the Biker Rodeo with the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club. They're doing an event to benefit the programs and services here at Mount Carmel, so if you can, check us out there. And Randy Gratishar will be joining us, our Phil Long Ford charity celebrity host, will be joining me at the Mount Carmel tent. We also have several events coming up this weekend and next weekend. The Give Back Night at Notes Bar, Boot Barn Blues Brothers will be hosting an event for us the 27th of April, so swing by for that. And then May comes along full swing. We've got pickleball, we've got golf, we've got a food truck, we've got an open house, we've got something every single Saturday in May. We're looking for friends, volunteers, help, community partners. So May 5th, 6th, and 7th, we still have a few slots available for our beginner level pickleball players. We have a senior lifestyle expo at the Antlers Hotel. We've got an open house at the Inn and Garden Plaza the following weekend. There's a planned giving lunch and learn if you want to swing by and meet the leadership talk to Colonel Bob, have a good time and a good lunch. Join us there. And then we've got a golf tournament on the 26th with our friends at PAC. So if that's not enough for you, you could always call me. We've got things throughout the week as well. So again, my name is Linda. My phone number is 719-772-7000. Give me a holler. We're happy to get you on the docket. And the following month, if you'd like to come by and do some bowling or do some more golf, maybe some putt-putt or run with your pets at the upcoming Vets and Pets, we'd love to have you there as well.
And these are wonderful opportunities for volunteers. I know I talk to people and they say, you know, I'd like to give back and help out. The opportunity at Mount Carmel is right here.
There's plenty. Thank you. Yeah.
And if someone is interested in maybe, let's say they're a business owner, they want to do something to support veterans, they can get in touch with you and you can get something planned for later in the year.
Absolutely. I'm happy to sit down and chat. We've got all types of opportunities available. So if you didn't come out and meet us at the James Irwin Charter, mm-hmm. one of their students put on an event for us. I don't know if you guys saw it a couple weeks ago, but they had five schools come out. We took toys, food, monetary donations. Their honor society came out with the CEO. They did barbecue lunch, and all you had to do is drop off a donation. So things like that. We can plan ahead. We can put it on the schedule for June, July, August. We're happy to collaborate and help coordinate these events if you'd like to give back to our programs and services.
Terrific. And we are definitely giving back to the veterans here in our community. Thank you Perfect. Again for everything you do, Linda.
Absolutely.
You are staying super busy. I'm going to have to catch you. What month is the slow month for you, by the way? There isn't one,
There isn't one, no.
That's what I thought. All right, Linda, always a pleasure. We'll have you back on soon. If you are listening on KRDO News Radio, thank you so much. We'd really appreciate it. We are going to continue on the podcast version. We're going to be talking with Gresio Housing and the wonderful things they are doing.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. If you were exposed to toxic substances while serving in the military, a new law called the PACT Act may make you eligible for additional benefits and care. The PACT Act benefits veterans of the Vietnam era, Gulf War era, and post-9/11 era who were exposed to toxic fumes, burn pits, Agent Orange, radiation, and other environmental hazards. Survivors of toxic exposed veterans and veterans who served in specific countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Southwest Asia are also potentially eligible. Learn more about the PACT Act by going to va.gov/PACT or by calling 1-800-MY-VA-411. We at VA are here for you, and we're ready to get you the care and benefits you've earned and deserve. I'm Mike Richman.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.